Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year, that's just $50 total, at monarch.com with code DELTA. That's monarch.com, promo code DELTA. Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year at monarch.com with code SMART. That's monarch.com, promo code SMART.
Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together, we're the Gen X couple.
Hey guys.
Take one. Hello everyone.
It's almost Halloween and we thought today it would be fun to dive into the eerie world of haunted ships. From spectral sailors to ghostly whispers echoing through long abandoned hallways, these vessels have more than their fair share of paranormal activity. And today we'll be talking about three of the most famously haunted ships in the world: the Star of India, the Queen Mary, and the USS Salem.
The idea of haunted ships has been around for centuries. There's something about the sea, its vastness, its mystery, and its danger that lends itself to ghost stories. Sailors throughout history have told tales of phantom ships like the Flying Dutchman, doomed to sail the oceans forever, tragedies at sea, whether from shipwreck, disease, or battles, have left an imprint that has some believers lingering after the passengers have left.
Yeah, I feel like you didn't say that right. So I think what you were trying to say is that they left an imprint that some believers linger long after the last passenger has left. Because you said lingering and it just didn't make sense.
They know what I mean.
Do they? Okay, do you guys? I don't know.
And now they should.
They should. But I don't know. I just feel like sometimes I need to clarify. You're welcome. And while ghost stories abound, few ships have reputations as haunted as the Star of India, the Queen Mary, and the USS Salem. So why don't we start with the Star of India, which is a ship with a history so dark, it's no surprise that people believe spirits still roam its decks.
The story of the Star of India is the world's oldest active sailing ship. Built in 1863, but with age comes history. And with history often comes tragedy. Originally named the Yerturpa, the ship had a rough start.
I don't know if that's how you pronounce it.
It is. On its first voyage, it collided with another vessel and barely made it to port. On its second voyage, a tragic outbreak of disease led to several deaths on board. Some say that was just the beginning of its haunted legacy.
Wait, I thought you weren't supposed to rename ships. If it was called the Yerturpa.
Remember they tried to rename it to get a... to get rid of
but
the
doesn't
curse.
That bring even worse luck if you rename? Is it just like a sailboat or is it any boat? I think if you rename a boat, it's bad luck, like any kind of a boat or a ship.
Maybe that's where it started.
Yeah, but you said its first voyage had disease and death, so it sounds like it was cursed from the beginning. But wouldn't the name change make it even more cursier?
Maybe.
Cursed. Anyway, visitors and crew members have reported hearing footsteps in empty hallways, seeing shadowy figures move about the ship, and even feeling unseen hands brushing against them. One of the most famous spirits said to haunt the ship is that of a young stowaway who perished in a horrific accident. People claim to hear whispers in the dark and feel an eerie presence near the area where he died.
Another chilling story involves the ship's galley, where objects have been known to move on their own. Staff working late at night have reported hearing clanging sounds as someone was preparing a meal, only to find the room empty upon investigation.
Yeah, so is it residual energy from a tragic past, or do the spirits of those who perished at sea still roam the ship? Either way, visitors to the Star of India often leave with more questions than answers.
These days, the Star of India is docked in San Diego. Robin and I have walked by it many times, and this year we're actually going to do a tour. We will be on the Star of India next month, and we report back if anything spooky happens.
Yeah, I can't wait. We've walked by it so many times. It's only open during the day. I don't think they open it for walks at night or anything, although they should.
They shouldn't.
They should. They might in October. We usually go to San Diego in November because we go spend Thanksgiving with Keith, who you've actually probably heard if you go back, because he did record an episode with us last year.
He did.
That's the next sibling in line after Chris. And I'm excited to take a tour. We'll report back if we hear anything. But anyway, moving on to the Queen Mary, which is a floating ghost town. I've actually also seen this on Unsolved Mysteries. I know I talked about seeing Betty and Barney Hill on Unsolved Mysteries a few weeks ago when we did the Betty and Barney Hill episode, but I've also seen the Queen Mary on Unsolved Mysteries. You know, the Robert Stack, he's the goat, episodes. So the Queen Mary was built in the 1930s, and this ocean liner was once thought of as the height of luxury. It carried Hollywood stars, dignitaries, and thousands of passengers across the Atlantic. But its story took a darker turn during World War II when it was converted into a troop ship known as the Grey Ghost. During the war, the Queen Mary was involved in a tragic accident, colliding with the escort ship, the HMS Curacoa. Do you think I said that right?
Yes.
C-U-R-A-C-O-A. Cutting it in half and causing the deaths of hundreds of sailors. Some believe that many of those souls never left the ship.
One of the most famous haunted locations aboard the Queen Mary is the engine room. A young engineer was reportedly crushed by a watertight door, and his spirit is said to linger there. Visitors have reportedly seen a ghostly figure in overalls, hearing knocking sounds, and even feeling suddenly cold spots around the ship.
Yeah, and then there's stateroom B340, so terrifying that it was actually sealed off for years. I think I saw a Ghost Hunters episode where they set a camera in that room, but nothing really happened. But guests who have stayed there complained of bedsheets being pulled off in the middle of the night, which Chris has experienced himself somewhere else. We should actually talk about that. They've experienced faucets turning on and off by themselves and eerie whispering sounds. In recent years, the room was reopened to those brave enough to spend the night. Yes. I don't know why I said brave enough. So are you going to tell them real quick about your sheet pulling experience or not?
We can save that for next year, and we can do an episode on all our experiences we have.
Well, we haven't had a ton of experiences, but...
Well, we have that one. We have Sandwich.
Yeah, we didn't experience anything there, really. It was scary, but not scary because anything happened. Scary because they put us in
an
old jailhouse and turned off all the lights, and we were there in the pitch black.
No, it's up there with my most terrifying experiences.
I told you! This was in New Orleans. So we're going to talk about it now, but we can also do an episode on it next year. We were in New Orleans, and this was in 2021. We had a bunch of airline credits with JetBlue to use up after we had to cancel a flight that we had scheduled in 2020, and we couldn't go on because of the lockdown and everything. So one of the trips we took was to New Orleans, and we stayed right outside of the French Quarter, like literally, I think it was like a block away, at the St. James Hotel. And yeah, I'm calling them out by name. We were in an original room and the air conditioner didn't work. We came back that first night and it was so hot in our room, we almost died. The ceiling fan wasn't cutting it. So the next morning we went down to the desk and they moved us to the room next door. And that room, and I don't remember the room number, but the very first night I felt something sit down at the end of my bed. We were in two separate beds because the room had two double beds and we were like, oh, this is great. We'll take separate beds. And I'll starfish and he'll do whatever he does. And it was great. So I was in the bed closest to the bathroom and the door. Chris was in the bed closer to the wall. And something sat down at the end of my bed. And it wasn't that long after we turned out the lights. And I was like, Christian, I'm like, go put on the lights right now. I'm not sleeping in this room. And he did. And we put on the bathroom light and we stayed in the room. And then every night there was something sitting on my bed. And I kept saying, Christian, something's going on in this room. And he didn't believe me. He was a skeptic. So we checked out, we got home, and then after we were home, what did you tell me after we got home?
So I didn't want to add to the scene or the experience.
I was already terrified because I knew there was something in the room and you didn't believe me.
So I didn't want to add to it, but every night I had a feeling of someone pulling my covers at the end of the bed, actually pulling the covers. And I almost thought it was like a rat or something.
A rat doesn't pull covers.
I know. But I was hoping in my head it was a rat. I was like, a rat would probably be better than a ghost.
I don't know. That's a tough one. Because, I don't know. Part of me would rather have the ghost than a rat. But, yeah, he told me that after. And that made it, it just confirmed that I knew something was in the room sitting on the end of my bed. I don't know how we got any sleep that week. We did sleep with the bathroom light on and the door was wide open, but that was terrifying. And I know this is not a story about haunted ships, but it was scary nonetheless. So he did experience it. He was a complete skeptic when before that trip. But since then, I feel like you, Chris, have been a little more open-minded about paranormal phenomenon. I remember when we stayed in Savannah, too. We were in a bed and breakfast in Savannah, Georgia. And I kept saying, there's something in the closet watching us.
Wasn't that a newer building, though?
It was, but it was built on old land.
Okay.
The land is haunted, not necessarily the buildings. Sometimes there was something watching us from that closet, and it gave me the creeps, and you didn't believe me.
Well, the food in Savannah outweighed anything else that happened.
That's true. I would actually go back and stay in that exact same room if it meant to eat the food that we ate down there. We had the best meal of our entire lives in Savannah, Georgia. What was that called? Mrs. Wilkes Boarding House?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was an incredible experience, actually. It was like you stand in line. You have to line up super early. Otherwise, you may not get a table because they open when they open and they close when they close. And if you're still in line when they close, you're out of luck.
Yeah.
So we lined up at 9 a.m. And I think they opened for lunch at 11:30. We were the first ones in line. And by the time they opened, the line was blocks and blocks away. But it was a community style type seating restaurant.
Yeah.
And we sat at a table with 12 people, 14 people.
All you can eat.
And it was family style. So we shared and it was all you can eat. They just kept bringing food. And Southern food is fattening and delicious, high in calories. It was,
And the
pasta salad, sweet tea, potato salad, cornbread.
It was the best meal of our lives.
It was incredible, you guys. It was incredible. I would absolutely go hang out with the ghosts to eat there again. We got way off topic, so let me rein it back in. I think we were talking about the Queen Mary. Did we talk about the swimming pool? Because I don't think we talked about the swimming pool, right?
Oh, so guests have seen apparitions of women.
Or apparitions, even.
In the 1930s bathing suits walking along the deck of the swimming pool of the Queen Mary, only to vanish into thin air. And some even claim to hear phantom splashes as if ghosts from the past were still taking a dip.
Yikes. So moving on, if you're looking for a haunted warship, look no further than the USS Salem right here in Quincy, Massachusetts. Chris and I have actually been on board that ship several times, but we've never had any experiences ourselves. Although it is said to be very, very haunted. The ship once served as a hospital vessel. I think I forgot to tell you guys that it was built in the 1940s. It actually never saw battle, but it did serve as a hospital vessel following a devastating earthquake in Greece. And many believe that the souls of those who perished aboard never actually left. Visitors and paranormal investigators have reported seeing shadowy figures down by the medical bay. They hear disembodied voices and they've experienced sudden unexplained chills. And a few have even claimed to feel an unseen presence watching them as they walk through the ship's dark, narrow corridors.
And one of the eeriest legends involves the ghost of a young girl, believed to have passed away while receiving medical treatment. Witnesses say they heard her giggling and even seen her apparitions darting through the hallways. We also had been on a ghost tour.
Not a ghost tour. It was like a haunted house.
I don't know if they still do it, but this was years ago. And that haunted house was pretty scary, walking through that ship.
It was pretty scary. Almost as scary as the Eastern State Penitentiary, which we talked about about a month ago. That was terrifying. We didn't experience anything. And I don't think they do a haunted house there anymore. I feel like I want to say they stopped during COVID, and I just don't think they ever started again. But I do know, I think they host, or some people put together groups, and they do paranormal investigations on the trip. And, well, we might have to look into that at some point. But yeah, the USS Salem has definitely gained a reputation as one of the most haunted naval ships in the world, and they do draw in ghost hunters and thrill seekers alike to experience its chilling atmosphere.
So why are ships so prone to hauntings? One theory is that because they travel across vast distances and carry so many people, they accumulate a kind of residual energy.
Residual
energy. Ships also witness tragedy.
You're on a roll.
Whether through accidents, war, or natural causes, leading to what some paranormal investigators call imprints of past events.
Another theory is that the ship acts as a kind of spiritual conduit, carrying lost souls who never made it to their intended destinations. Or perhaps the confined, creaky spaces of old ships simply make us more susceptible to feeling watched, which might be it.
Whatever the reason, there's no denying that haunted ships continue to fascinate and terrify those who dare to step aboard.
Whether you're a believer in ghosts or just love a good spine-chilling story, the Star of India, the Queen Mary, and the USS Salem are three of the most haunted ships in the world. If you ever have a chance to visit, keep your ears open and keep your camera ready, because you never know what you might capture.
And that's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed this dive into the paranormal, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with fellow ghost story enthusiasts. And if you have your own haunted ship story, we'd love to hear it. Drop us a message on social media or email us.
Yeah, so until next time, keep your lights on, and if you hear ghostly whispers at sea, maybe don't turn around. Oh, and happy Halloween tomorrow.
Yes, happy Halloween, and see you later, alligator.
In a wild crocodile.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.